To do what?
To try to do choo-choo.
This. All of these. Because this, the truth, the justice, is not even understandable. Because it's very complicated indeed. The simplest one is one that I could do to me. There. Yes?
In order that he may show us plainly to ourselves what beliefs we hold in secret, did Adam ever say to God, I make trial of thee in this sin and trespass?
Means what? Suddenly Adam is here. Because the first test happened to Adam and he was refused. He had F. Okay? When he had F and God told him, get out of the paradise of being relaxed and not trying anything. Go down and correct yourself. Did he? Oh, but this was the first time and I wanted to try it. No. He accepted it. This is how humanity starts. You know, make that a story to say how the beginning is. The beginning is this, that when I do something wrong, I accept the consequence. I don't try to change it. Yes?
That I might see the utmost limit of thy clemency, O King. Ah, who would be capable of this? Who?
Is it possible for us to stand up to Ham and say we're trying you? This is just nonsense. But you did it. Why? Read it carefully. This is the highlighted verse.
Forasmuch as your understanding is confused, your excuse is worse than your crime.
Okay, let's change the word, translate it a little bit better. First is Aglato means your intelligence, your working brain. Is the word is not confused, is khirasa, means somebody who is stubborn. The word is strong, stubborn. Your intelligence is so stubborn, therefore your excuses are worse than your fault or your sin. This is what it is. Why? This is good to understand because this is the first serious point Rumi is making here. You see, he made a story, right? A mid-story in it to tell you the excuses and the explanation. Do you remember the wife of the Sufi and cheating and talking about blah, blah, all of that? He explained it all to bring it here. This is what it is at the end of the day. You want to try this stuff we are talking about to be convinced because you want to see your benefit in it, your ego. It's not working that way. But, okay, remember, nobody could tell you that you could be perfect and you will never do the mistakes. But remember, being stubborn, defending that weakness is the worst thing you could do. Means what? We talked about steps. Here, he's really talking about how could you really learn here. You will do the mistakes, but when consequence comes, somebody will point at it. Maybe your peer will give you one word, just a hint. You shouldn't go and think and defend yourself, because every single moment of your life you should be ready to try to be the best possible of you. And you're never that. Are you the best you could be. There is no place for improvement. That's what we are worried about every single moment in all our actions. Not that when we go to the supermarket to buy something over there, we are doing whatever we like. Then when we come here, we sit down, we have principles. No, the principles we are talking are principles that should always be there. The good, important one is to learn this. When you defend yourself, that's where suddenly one could see all the weaknesses in you. Because when you're explaining it, it shows who you are, how you explain the mistake you did. This is the important note of the end of this story, yes?
How can you make trial of him to raise aloft the vault of heaven? O you that have not known good and evil, make trial of yourself and then of others.
Aha. A little bit hidden meaning again here. First, you don't know what is what. You know what is good or bad, remember? And we told you, good or bad is the calculation of this. For me, it's good for me or bad for me. We are not talking about good or bad. We are talking about khair, shar, goodness and wrongness, which is for everyone. When we say khair, means something which is good for all. That's what khair is. Here we say, you don't know the difference between khair and shar. Because for you, it is black and white, good or bad for me. Then, because of this, you should try yourself, test yourself. Don't taste other. The word other here is ghair. Do you remember this other? He explained it, that the other is haq. Because he doesn't look like anyone. He is the exception, the other one. We say, don't try the other one. Try here. Test yourself. Yes?
When you have made trial of yourself, O such and such, you will be unconcerned with making trials of others.
Ah, because when you're testing yourself, you give up testing others. Therefore, you give up judging others. You judge yourself because that's the only place that you have the authority and you could change something. Yes?
When you have come to know that you are a grain of sugar, then you will know that you belong to the sugar house. Know then, without making any trial, that you are sugar. God will not send you to the wrong place. Without making trial, know this of the king's knowledge. When you are a chief, he will not send you to the vestibule. Does any intelligent man let a precious pearl fall in the midst of a privy full of shit?
Yeah. You see how he's changing the accent to say something. First, test yourself. Not test it. But in a way, he's giving you the answer of that test. He said, what is your test for? Let me tell you this. First of all, if you're no good, he will not give you good. Because you're not worthy of. Huh? Therefore, look at you. If you're not worthy of, so he didn't send you the sugar, the goodness, then is he fair or not? Are you looking for fairness? Look at you. Did he give you something good just like that? Or the consequences and all that? So he is working properly, logically. You are the wrong fellow. Because you want to have the best stuff. The best stuff, okay, let's say it's a cup of sugar. Being given to you is like wasting that sugar in the bullshit. That's what it is. Yes?
Inasmuch as a sagacious and attentive man will nowise send wheat to a straw barn, if a novice has made trial of the shape, who is the leader and guide, he is an ass. If you make trial of him in the way of religion, you will be tried, O man without faith. Your audacity and ignorance will become naked and exposed to view. How should he be made naked by that scrutiny?
Ah, this is the final point. Because he was talking all of this, but in reality, you don't try to test the God, because God is not over there to do something. You do it with your sheikh, with your master, with your teacher. See, this is the first stuff which is blocking you in the path. Because the master wants to help you, will point something to you, then you defend yourself. What's happening? The first verse is not that translatable, because in Persian language, when you say ass, donkey, it means stupid. Period. So you could change that word. It's even worse, because you could say to someone, you're stupid. He's not as offended as he will tell him, you're a donkey, you're an ass. You know why? Because that's the most stupid animal really tamed for the peasants. They see that whatever they do, that donkey doesn't react. It's that simple. So that's the representative of stupidity. He would say, first, your sheikh is somebody who is leading you. If you try him, you are just stupid donkey. If you try him in the path we are talking about, you know what will happen? That's your test. You will be opened up. Your silliness will be obvious, because what will happen when you try your leader, your stupidity and your ignorance and that self-stupid confidence of you will be out there, open for everyone. What about your sheikh? Is it declared something happens over there that we see inside him? No, he doesn't care. Because you are doing it to yourself, trying a better, challenging your teacher means you're challenging yourself. Because if you don't believe in your teacher, step out. Go and find someone you believe in. We are not going to talk about that anymore. How many years that we are talking about that? Three books, remember? Here he will say, if you try him, it's you that will be declared donkey and silly and stupid. That's how it is. Yes?
If the monk come and weigh the mountain, its scales will be shattered by the mountain, O youth. For he applies the scales of his own judgment and puts the man of God in the scales. Since he is not contained by the scales of intellect, consequently, he shatters the scales of intellect.
What's happening? Then he said, okay, let's talk about weighing something. The scale, that simple stuff, in his time is just this. It's not a little glass that you put something and it shows. It's that scale. You say, okay, when you want to try God, what is your scale? This is like a little stuff wants to weigh the mountain.